Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Mike Engler talking beta agonist. We're back on that in just a moment. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365. Beta agonists have proved to be revolutionary as a feed ingredient for cattle and for hogs in this country. However, there are concerns about one of the two products approved for feedlot cattle in the United States. And as a result, Zilmax has been pulled by its manufacturer, by its owner, Merck, for further scientific review because of some lameness reports going into from feedlots into processing plants. Dr. Mike Engler is president and CEO of Cactus Feeders, says they've worked with both Optiflex as well as the newer Zilmax.
This is not new technology. The most recent of these two products on the market, which is Zilmax, Zilpaterol, has been approved in the United States. We've been feeding it for 6 years. So we have a lot of experience with these products. You know, I would say that unintended consequences, we have to be careful just what we group into that particular category. Certainly, if there's any animal welfare issues and we see minimal issues in our feed yards, then that is a totally unintended consequence because no one who feeds cattle for a living wants animals to be lame or to be or to die. We don't want any mortalities any more than we can, than we have today. So in that regard, I think that welfare issues are an unintended consequence that takes that we need a lot of attention on. And if people are having trouble using these products and having welfare issues, they need some help. And we need to give them some help. Now, there's other consequences, which I think, you know, could be categorized as unintended, but they're part of the physiology of the animal. So if you use a product such as a beta agonist, you are going to have a repartitioning from fat into lean. And saleable red meat yield is one of the hallmarks of these products. That's what makes them efficient. That's what makes them important when we're trying to feed people. We get more beef. Well, you can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have a hit on marbling. And right. The only way that you can control that is to feed the cattle longer and try to improve your marbling genetics.
Mike Engler says they do a great deal of sorting at Cactus in order to make sure that animals that are not overfinished receive the beta agonists. That's one of the keys, he believes, to making sure the product is used correctly. Sales of Zilmax have been suspended for the time being by its manufacturer, Merck Animal Health, as they go through a scientific review and audit to see exactly what's going on with some of the talk about lameness in finished animals that have used the product. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Dr. Engler says, without a doubt, it's a product that is very worthwhile, that we need to figure out the issues with it and get it back on the market ASAP.
The drug that we're using now, the feed ingredient, Zilpaterol, is remarkable. The studies would show that you get about 20 pounds of additional live weight gain, but you get over 30 pounds of additional carcass weight. For a long time, I didn't make any sense. The animal only gained 20 pounds. It sits on a scale, but I get 30 pounds extra in the carcass. Well, obviously, it's diverting in that last 20 to 25 days of feeding. He's diverting a very high percentage of the energy in his diet into lean muscle, into the carcass itself. So that is very remarkable that we get a higher percentage of red meat yield out of these packing plants out of zilpaterol cattle in addition to a larger carcass weight. So there is a metabolic change with beta agonists that is significant, and I would be the first one to admit that we need to know everything we need to know about that, because there could be individual animal differences in that response that could be creating problems in somebody's feed yard. It could be creating additional management issues that we need to deal with. So I don't think the book is closed on this. I would just say that as a technology that, you know, that we've been using for years, we're very comfortable with it. We think that it can be used responsibly, and it has a very efficacious place in our efforts to try to produce beef, the most amount of beef with the least amount of resources to feed the most people at an affordable price.
I thought your comment kind of at the end of your presentation that you are using this product to feed more hungry people. That was pretty significant to me anyway.
Well, you know, one of the things that it's easy for people to say, and we said it for years, that, you know, feed a hungry world. I'm surprised, but I guess not shocked, in that when consumers hear that, they think of the rest of the world. They think, in fact, a good friend of mine came back from a talk, and I actually heard him misquote the speaker because he said, feed the rest of the world. And I said, no, they said the world. That includes the United States.
Not simply raising cattle, not simply producing beef, but feeding hungry people in the most efficient way we possibly can. As Mike Engler indicated, that's their mission statement at Cactus Feeders. And he says beta agonists are a part of that strategy. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.